All right, we are back with you here now on this Thursday morning. One of our favorite guests are back in studio this morning. Connie Dunn is with us. She is, of course, a Franklin resident. She's been with us now. This is her third appearance on the program. She is an author, and as I said, she was here about a year ago. So good morning, Connie.
Good morning, Tom.
How's everything up in your town these days? Kind of quiet right now?
It's kind of quiet right now.
And Connie's doing well?
I'm doing well.
That's good. Last time you were here, you had another children's book, right?
I did. It was a collection of stories, and it was When Panda Was a Boy, and that was a collection of stories for K through 8 on gender issues. So there are general stories to talk about all kinds of gender issues, and it's been a hit in different audiences, and maybe not so in others.
Now,
you
came up with that, well, how did you come up with that idea, though? I mean, it was you gave me a signed copy of it as well, and it was actually a very, very good read, that's for sure. It was.
Thanks. I came up with it. It was a number of years ago. I was working with a bunch of youth in Texas, actually.
Mm-hmm. That's where you're originally from.
That's right. Mm-hmm. And our youth group got together with, I believe it was GLAAD down there, a GLAAD group. Mm-hmm. And I was just really disturbed listening to all of the kids' stories. Like, I would say the majority of the kids that were there, at our, you know, that we were interacting with, were thrown out of their homes because they were gay or lesbian. Mm-hmm. And I just felt that, you know, it just really pulled at my heartstrings.
Sure.
I mean, your kid is your kid.
Right, exactly.
And so now we have even another big issue of transgender in our youth communities. And the youth are accepting it, but adults are having a harder time with it. And I say that except for that there are some new shows on, and like TLC, I think, has one that has just run. And so, you know, there's more out there. But I just felt like there weren't any stories for kids who felt that way. And mine are pretty gentle, and they might be just questions that a kid would normally ask.
And the good thing about about something like that is, you know, thank God now all 50 states, agreed now that, you know, especially with same-sex marriages, you know, now in 50 states. I mean, Massachusetts was the first, or Maine was, I think, but then Massachusetts, but now everybody has got it. And I think that's an important issue. I think that's, you know, and I am all for that. And I think it's a great idea. And especially as youngsters, you know, living with, their adult people there, their moms, dads, whatever they are, you know, their moms and dads, whatever. And these kids out there sometimes may get confused. There's nothing wrong with, a teenager or a younger who are going to be, you know, either gay or lesbian. Nothing wrong with that at all. Some of our good friends are gay and lesbian out there. And I think especially some of these kids, you know, if they go to schools, you know, that's why I think a lot of the times you've got these DARE programs that are now dealing with issues like that as well.
That's great, because the highest rate of suicide is among children who are either gay, lesbian, or transgender. Mm-hmm. And it's really heartbreaking. The transgender, I think, is really harder when they feel like they are not the gender for which their body is. Mm-hmm. And parents are really, really have a harder problem with that.
Yeah, and on that note, of course, a lot of times when they're having a problem with that, some of these kids could be bullying, you know, could be bullied students in school as well.
That's a lot of it, and then that often leads to the suicide.
Yeah, that's right. That's sad, though. It really is sad. Connie Dunn is with us. Her brand new book called Grandma Honey. H-O-N-E-Y, I Turned Into a Mermaid. I love that title, really. I really love that title. And if you could see it, if we had a camera here, the pictures in this book were absolutely terrific. In fact, we'll talk about who actually did those pictures coming up in just a few moments. Right now, meteorologist Jim Corbin now joining us with our next look at the forecast. Jim.
Tom, band of snow showers moving through the area right now, just crossed 95 within the last 20 minutes or so. Then there'll be a break, and there'll be a few more later this morning and this afternoon. That's why we're calling them snow showers. It doesn't happen all day. High temperatures in the upper 20s. We'll have a breeze picking up out of the west-northwest. Tonight, skies will become mostly clear, falling down to about 8 to 12 degrees by morning. And then the chill is on for Friday and the weekend. Mostly sunny tomorrow, a few high clouds late, only in the low 20s for highs. And bitter cold moving in Saturday and Sunday. Saturday, probably not getting above about 17. Wind chill 0 to 10 below. Sunday morning, Valentine's Day morning, about as cold as we've seen it on Valentine's Day. A high temperature about 11 or 12. Yes, that's the temperature, not the wind chill. The wind chill Sunday morning, 20 to 25 below zero. And then a little bit less cold early next week.
All right, sounds good, Jim. All right, we'll talk to you back at 9:40 once again.
Okay.
All right. All right, we have Connie Dunn with us here in studio. In just a little bit from now, we're going to take a quick break, but we still have Connie in here for a bit. The book is called Grandma Honey, I Turned Into a Mermaid. And this book, you said, you've got, well, I would say a famous photographer that helped you as well with this.
Yes, I do. I have Andy Heller of Heller Photography.
What a hell of a photographer he is, huh?
Oh, he is, for sure. And he did all of the pictures for me. And if he hadn't done those wonderful pictures, my book wouldn't have turned out. And I gave him credit. He's actually has the credit on the front of the book as the part of the illustrations. I did make all of the puppets and all of the props and back drops and all of that. But they don't come to life without somebody taking pictures of them.
Yeah, pictures, you know, and I said to you, now we'll get into what the concept of this book is. Now, I've actually just glanced through it a few times, a few seconds a little while ago. I did read an excerpt and some stuff that that she sent me on my email recently. Very colorful book, I will say. Very, very colorful, great pictures, and you actually did all the illustrations in there.
I made all the props and everything, so between Andy and I, we made all the illustrations, yes.
Tell us basically the premise of this whole book.
Well, the premise is basically, I guess a theme really would be the difference between the make-believe and the real world. Mm-hmm. And so I actually talked to my granddaughter, who is Destiny, and I talked to her once a week, and she's only six. So, I mean, you know, how much can you talk about?
Right.
Ask her how she is, and she's only going to want to tell me, you
one
know, how she
answers,
is.
One word answers.
One
that.
Word, right. You know, ask her about school. I don't remember school.
Yeah, right, exactly.
Nothing, you know. So, you know, we do a lot of make-believe, and that's what her favorite thing is to do make-believe.
This event basically is an underwater children's book?
I would say pretty much. She turns into a mermaid. Mm-hmm. And then we have a pirate ship, and we have some treasure chest.
Mm-hmm.
Nothing like having booty for.
Why not, right?
Right, pirate booty in the story. So.
You know, of course, being in a radio studio, it's kind of tough to see what's going on here. You also brought a couple of your puppets that you handmade. Now, these things are probably at least, what, about 2 feet tall or two and a half feet tall?
About 2.5 feet long.
I mean, they're the main characters. They're the main characters in this book.
They are.
Tell us how you came up with these characters.
Well, that's pretty easy since I'm Grandma Honey,
okay.
And my granddaughter is Destiny. So this book series is really her book series, all about her. And the topic, that's what we've been doing for the last year. This is the third one in this particular series called Destiny Has Two Grandmas.
Mm-hmm.
And so the first one was about why do things have to change? The next one was... I got pink glasses.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, she loves the color pink. And
who
so then this
who
one.
Who doesn't, right?
Well, I don't know too many little girls that don't
well,
like
she's
pink.
She's got a pink outfit on there.
Grandma oh, yeah.
Grandma Honey's got pink on right now.
Grandma Honey has pink on, and so does Destiny. So in fact, Grandma Honey, I know you can't see this on the radio, but she's got on pumps.
Pumps. She does. I mean, she's dressed much better than a lot of people I see out on the roadways these days anyways.
She's pretty fancy.
She really is. Now, I got to ask you a question on this. Do these puppets have their own Facebook site?
They do not, but that's a good idea.
There you go. But Connie has a Facebook page. How people can get in touch with you, first of all?
Well, they can go to my Facebook at Facebook/publishwithconnie.
Mm-hmm.
or they can go to my website at publishwithconnie.com. And I and for this particular book, I have a special website. It's mermaid.publishwithconnie.com. And it's still in progress, but it, there's stuff on there. And there are some freebies that if they go to that they go to that page, they can download.
And I saw it early this morning, that site. Now the actual book is going to be out when now?
Well, my launch date is March the 1st.
Okay. Now, when it actually does come out, how can someone get that?
They can get it at Amazon. In fact, we're asking people not to buy it early. We want everybody to buy it on March 1st because there's a thing with Amazon that if we can get enough people to buy it all in one day, then we can get bestseller status for the day.
Is that right? Well,
yes.
That'll be great. That would be awesome.
That's what I'm going for.
Well, hopefully we can get that the word out all the time. Now, with you doing this book and the other books that you had mentioned earlier, Amazon would be the only place, or are you looking at other like bookstores? I know there's one up. There's the new one that Jeff Kinney has in Plainville. There's one here down the street on Union Street, Ugly Dog Books.
Yes, I haven't contacted them because I don't have physical books yet to put in their bookstores. And yes, I think both of them will actually carry it.
Oh, great. Excellent.
I also may be able to get them from their library. In fact, if you request the book from the library, even if they don't have it, they will get it.
Okay.
Because I'm a local author and they can contact me and get the book.
Now, as I said, you've been a longtime member of the Chamber of Commerce here as well, and I've known you for a while since been the Chamber at a lot of the events that we've had. And I've seen you because, you know, that you live in Franklin as well. I've done quite a number of events there as well, including their Strawberry Festival and their Harvest Festival. You know, the Franklin Library, I'm sure right up the street from you, will probably run have it as well, you think?
Probably. I haven't talked to them, but I'm sure they will. At least in their local author collection is where they usually put all my books in. So they don't have a complete set, but almost.
Yeah, and you and I had mentioned a little while ago before we started on the air, you know, we've seen each other during some of the Franklin Downtown Partnership events that we've done in the past. You know, I know in the springtime they're going to be doing, once again, they're going to do their Strawberry Festival, and then in the fall they have their Harvest Festival. I was just thinking offhand just a second ago, wouldn't it be a nice idea for having Connie Dunn and Published with Connie mentioned or being part of the Franklin Downtown Partnership, having a little booth set up with you doing some of these events or coming down and reading some of these to some of the youngsters?
All of those are possibilities. Mm-hmm. Never rule anything out.
Right. You never. That's right. You never can rule anything out. Grandma Honey, I Turned Into a Mermaid is of course the brand new book that Connie Dunn has written. Illustration done by photographer Andy Heller, who has his office here in the city of Attleboro, right on the corner of County and Riverbank Road. Grandma Honey, I Turned Into a Mermaid. You're talking about they're turning into mermaids, you know, stuff like that. What I see on this, as I mentioned to you a little while ago, with the pictures and the stories that you have done in the past, great for TV specials, videos. This would be a perfect, and the book that you had earlier last year would be another perfect example of a special. Is that something that is also maybe in the possibility in the future?
I'm not going to rule it out, but I don't have it scheduled.
Right. That's perfectly way to say it. You know, you haven't ruled anything, because anything is possible, especially if you're an author who's doing, especially for a children's book.
Oh, absolutely. And children love puppets. In fact, I will be available to go to elementary schools and to the libraries, and I will bring puppets, and I will read the book or tell the story from the book, either way, and or tell other stories. I can do lots of stories. I'm a storyteller.
And you're a great lady, that's for sure. You really are. How did I knew the premise of the other book that you had. How did the public perceive the other book that you did last year?
I think it met with some mixed reactions. Mm-hmm. Most people really thought it was a great idea, but there was a faction that was like a little put off.
Yeah.
Until they read the stories, they thought it would be overtly sexual, I mm-hmm. think, and they thought maybe it would be inappropriate for kids, but it isn't. Kids ask about gender questions all the time. So yeah. These things come up, and that's the way with this particular book is mm-hmm. on the difference between make-believe and the real world. And mm-hmm. kids often have a problem with, you know, what's real and what isn't.
Sure. Oh, yeah. When you made these puppets, you know, painstakingly, you know, I mean, they're really, really detailed. They really are. They're really tremendous looking. And I, like I said, I wish we had a camera. We do have cameras in here, but they're not on, unfortunately. But when you made them, I mean, this Grandma Honey has got a nice set of lipsticks on her. She's got a set of lips on her, big red lips. And you've got little pieces of jewelry, a little barrettes in the other one, Destiny's hair. And you've dressed them really well. I mean, you really look at them. They look like... realistic almost. They could be realistic, but I mean, they're puppets. But with kids out there, something like that can become realistic to them at an early age.
Yes, it can. Of course, my granddaughter in particular, since, you know, I'm a doting grandma, I'm going to say.
And a loving one, too.
And a loving one.
Yes.
Yes. So those things are real as far as she's concerned.
All right, we have Connie Dunn in here. In fact, as I said, publishwithconnie.com, and you can email her at connie@publishwithconnie.com as well. We're going to take another quick break here. Be back. This is a really interesting book. We're going to see if we can get Connie maybe to read a couple of excerpts from the book coming up in just a bit. We're going to take a quick break and be back in just a few moments.
Come Love the Oldies on Friday, February the 12th from 7 p.m. till midnight at the Attleboro Elks, located on South Main Street. The stage will be set, ready and waiting for the Villaineers, the Reminiscence, and Portia Funches, daughter of Tony Funches, the lead singer for the legendary Platters. For more information, call 508-509-5400.
Adopt US Kids presents Multiple Choice Parenting.
You've messed up your daughter's haircut. Do you A, get spiritual?
Mom, where's the mirror?
Beauty is within.
B, find the positives.
Less time blow drying, more time texting.
Or C, show empathy.
Mom, you really don't have to.
Twinsies!
I kinda love it. You don't have to be perfect to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same.
For more information on adoption, visit AdoptUSKids.org. A message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUSKids, and the Ad Council.
In the small town of Elmira, New York, a boy was born into an all-American family. The odds of him opening his own clothing store at the age of 18? 1 in 138,000. Excited to be a part of pop culture, he packed for the big city. The odds of finding someone to invest in his vision? 1 in 4.5 million. The odds of him achieving his dream in the fashion industry? 1 in 23 million. The odds of having a child diagnosed with autism? 1 in 68. I am Tommy Hilfiger, and my family is affected by autism. I encourage you to learn more at autismspeaks.org/signs. Early diagnosis can make a lifetime of difference. Brought to you by Autism Speaks and the Ad Council.
Spring is in the air, and it just so happens to be just in time to celebrate the 20th anniversary of the Attleboro Arts Museum's Flower Show. Garden Party sets the theme for the celebration, starting with a sneak peek benefit on Wednesday, March 16th from 6 to 8 p.m. The show officially opens to the public on the 17th through the 20th. Enjoy the beauty of nature at the museum located on Park Street with lush landscapes, floral installations, and original artwork displayed throughout the main gallery. For more information, visit their website, attleboroartsmuseum.org.
All right, back with us on this Thursday morning, we have Connie Dunn. One question I got to ask you before we talk a little bit more about this book. How do you get your titles? How, you know, what is the the ideas, you know.
The secret behind making stories.
The secret, yes. Yes.
The secret is that you listen to kids if you're writing a kid's story. And if you're writing for adults, you listen to them. Mm-hmm. And so I really think that stories are kind of, you know, like any kind of product or anybody that's in business, you've got a problem. There's people with a problem, and you are the solution, whether it's a service or a product or software or something like that. There's always a problem that you start with, and then you do the solution. My solution happens to be usually for kids and usually stories.
Now, you're talking about, you know, kids give you some ideas. Do you get any ideas from adults?
Oh, yes, that too. Absolutely. I mean, because everybody who is a parent, I mean, really and truly, children's books, they're for kids, but you don't market them to the kids.
Right,
you got to market them to the adults because they're the ones with the money.
Right, yeah, that's true. And some of these kids these days may have more money than their parents coming down the line as well. Grandma, Honey, I Turned Into a Mermaid. I think Connie's going to give us a little bit of a story this morning. She's got a couple of excerpts from the book that I think our listeners may want to hear.
You want me to start reading now?
Sure, why not?
All right, all right.
You don't mind, do you?
I certainly don't. Right. The story, I'm going to set it up just a little bit because the Destiny wanted to go swimming. It was a hot day. She wanted to go swimming, and her dad wouldn't take her swimming. That's her problem. Her dad wouldn't take her swimming because he had other things that he was trying to do, I'm sure. They always
Bad
are.
Bad father.
Bad father. Yeah. No, he's a great father. But I'm sure he's a great father, but... You know, daddies get busy, so they can't always do everything.
Sure.
So Grandma Honey happened to call right about that time. So Grandma Honey suggests, why don't you go swim and pretend that you're swimming? So we'll go into the world of make-believe.
Okay.
And so she puts on her bathing suit, and Grandma Honey says, get ready, get set, go. And she dives into, well... Actually, she doesn't dive. She just jumps off into her make-believe ocean.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm going to read you one excerpt where Destiny finds a pirate ship.
Now, I'd love to hear this in their voices, if you can change your voice, if you can, to do that. That would be interesting.
All right.
See how they would say it.
Grandma Honey, said Destiny, you are not going to believe this. Oh, said Grandma Honey. Yeah, there's a pirate ship down here. That sounds cool, said Grandma Honey. It is, said Destiny. What makes you think it's a pirate ship? Is there treasure chests or something? Yeah, and it's huge. There's gold and jewels and pearls and all sorts of stuff hanging out of it. Well, that sounds fun, said Grandma Honey. Is there a pirate to go with that ship? Asked Grandma Honey. No, said Destiny. Well, that is good, said Grandma Honey. You don't want pirates coming after you. Yes, said Destiny. Because I left all my pirate stuff in my room. I think you are safe. You will fight pirates another day. Then you can have all your magical gear with you, said Grandma Honey. Now, the next one is, treasure cannot go home with Destiny. Grandma Honey, can I take some of this treasure with me? I think it's in the make-believe world. It cannot come with you. It is not real. It's just like when you're fighting pirates. When you are done playing that game, they all vanish, said Grandma Honey. That's because they live in the make-believe world. I forgot. That's why you have Grandma Honey in your life, Destiny. I like make-believe, but sometimes it's good to be in the real world.
That you know, as I can see, like I said before, I can see video. I can see. I mean, you've got these puppets here. You can when you work with them, you have. You've got, I mean, when you're doing them, you are basically working with both of these young puppets anyways, right? When you're out there and about.
Yes, when I'm out and about, I have both puppets with me, and they would be sitting on my lap, and they would be all animated. Not quite enough room here between me and the mic.
Yeah, exactly. When you now, have you brought them already out there as well?
I have only taken them one place.
Uh-huh.
I had an interview with the Radio Entrepreneurs. I don't know whether you know who they are in Austin.
Not offhand, no.
They're mostly on the internet.
Okay. What do you want to see with these puppets and this book, say 5-6 months down the line?
I'd like for it to be such a phenomenon that everybody would be clamoring to get the next book.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I would like.
Well, certainly, like I said earlier, I'm waiting to see the next one, hopefully down the line. I mean, the last book was a wonderful read. This one, I'm waiting to read this one. Are all the books that you're doing, are they related to just kids alone?
No, I also write nonfiction and write for adults. Mm-hmm. A lot of my nonfiction books are about writing.
Mm-hmm.
So I have like a whole series on Kindle that's all about fiction writing, all different kinds of pieces of it,
right,
including illustrating with puppets and quilts and things like that, because that's out of the ordinary and that's what I do. But then I can't draw, but I can cut it out of a piece of felt.
Why illustrate with just puppets?
Well, because I love them, mm-hmm. and the other thing is that you can move puppets around, and mm-hmm. if they're the same character, it's harder to make the same character look the same in every picture if you're redoing it. If you know,
right?
It's a lot easier if you've got the puppet and just move them.
One thing, you know, you've got puppets, but would you think about this? I mean, this is something, and this is totally out of reach. Like marionettes, like the Howdy Doody, you know, with the actual, you know, with all the movable parts, you know, with the eyes and the mouth as well.
Yeah, I'm not that sophisticated puppet maker.
Okay.
So I don't make those that move. I have tried in mm-hmm. the past. Their mouths move, but that's it. Eyes don't move. Yes, that definitely. In fact, I have another story that, you know, is kind of in the back of my head.
Mm-hmm.
That I might be doing, and I've been toying with the idea that it might be a marionette, because it might be easier to actually do pictures,
mm-hmm.
the photographs.
Right, yeah.
They're a little difficult, because we had to, in fact, when we were doing them in Andy's studio, we had to get his son to come up and play puppeteer. So
okay. They
need to come alive. You can't just take pictures of puppets just sitting. They kind of look dead, like.
Yeah, really. Just like a bump on a log, you know?
Right.
Now, these puppets, you would actually put your hand behind them, give a little bit of a little show and tell with us here. I mean, it's on the radio, but how you would actually do something like this. Yes, folks, she is like Jeff Dunham, but Jeff Dunham is professionally, and Connie is professional as well, but this is where you have to start somehow.
Hi, how are you, Dom?
Hey, Grandma Honey, this Paul Healy is behind us. He's sometimes they say he's got wood for his brain, but no, he really doesn't. But
if that wasn't true, I'd be offended.
Do you have a question for one of the puppets? And Connie's in the middle. She's real.
Yes, yes. Grandma Honey, you don't look a day over 39.
Oh, thank you.
Yes.
But I am a grandma, you know.
Ooh.
A young grandma.
Yes. Well, obviously you eat the right foods and exercise. Love the pink shoes, by the way.
Yeah,
oh, thank you.
Look at the pumps on it. Real,
yes.
real high heels there.
Stylish.
Thank you.
If you want to
thank
try
you.
Them on later.
Pardon? Not if there are any cameras around.
Just to let you know, he is also not only a radio personality, but he's also an actor. A couple of years ago,
I played the Fairy Godfather, so I didn't have pink pumps on, but I did have pink tights.
Yes.
Yeah.
Well, pink tights, that's almost as good.
They're almost the same color.
Yes, exactly right.
Now I'm looking at you eyeing the outfit that Grandma Honey has on. He's like, oh, this could really be good on your Facebook page.
Yes, but I don't have a handbag to match the outfit.
Not yet. You can borrow your graces, your daughters.
Hey, good luck. I was listening to the interview on the way in, and outstanding, outstanding. I love children's book authors.
Thank you.
All right,
thank
go get them.
All right. Paul Healy, of course, coming your way in less than a half hour at the top of the hour. So there's one person who will probably pick up the book at some point. Now, Destiny is kind of quiet right now. Destiny, I mean, I know Grandma Honey is kind of in the spotlight a lot of times. But now Destiny is also, she's got the pink glasses.
Yes, she does. And that was what the last book mm-hmm. of this series was about, was I got pink glasses. I talked to her and she was so excited because pink is her favorite color and she got pink glasses. So obviously when I made the puppet, she had to have pink glasses. Now, I tell you, they're not easy to find.
I'm sure. Now, one I think I do see on both of the puppets, the wigs, their hair, is that real hair made out as a wig or?
It's not real hair.
Okay.
But it's the synthetic hair, and they are real wigs that would go on, that a person, anybody yeah. could actually wear.
Now, is Destiny supposed to be who now?
Destiny,
your granddaughter?
Is my granddaughter.
Okay.
And that's kind of who she is. She's mm-hmm. six right now, and this is a six-year-old puppet.
So, Destiny, got to ask you a nice question for you this morning.
Okay.
Okay. Oh, I love that voice of yours. You look absolutely wonderful. You look very beautiful.
Thanks.
And Grandma Honey looks beautiful as well. And the real Grandma Honey looks better behind you, too. How are you doing? Are you in school yet, Destiny?
I am. I'm in first grade, and I got a locker.
You got a locker?
Yeah, I do. I have a locker at my school.
Now, do you have a combination lock, or do you have it locked on, you know, just have a regular lock with a key?
No, no locks.
No locks, okay.
But I get to put my coat in there, and I live in Iowa, and I have to wear a lot of coats and boots and all kinds of stuff because it's snowy there.
Oh, my God. Yeah. Now, as far as, you know, this area now up here in New England, you know, you're in Massachusetts. Right now, you're living in Franklin, right?
I live here, but my real self, she lives in Iowa.
She lives. Okay. You're in. All right. Okay. Iowa is where the first political thing was a couple of days ago, right? Now, you're too small and too young to think about that.
And my head's stuffed with fluff.
Well, there you go. Fluff and nutter?
Yeah.
All right. One of my favorites, too. Now, you just saw Paul Healy in here. He's a big fluffernutter, but he's more of a peanut butter guy. So anyway, just to let you know. Destiny, I got to ask you one question is, how are your grades in school in the first grade?
Oh, I'm a good student. I like to read. I like to do everything.
One of your favorite subjects must be lunch.
Yes, I do like lunch.
And recess.
And recess sometimes.
When you're outside with the other children out there, you play. What kind of games do you like to play with the other kids?
We play pirates.
You play pirates?
Yeah.
All right. So are you a good pirate or no, you're not an evil pirate?
Well, actually, I'm not a pirate at all, but the pirates are there and they're chasing us.
And what do you do to get out of the, you know, get out of their way?
You have to shoot them. You have to shoot them with magic stuff.
Magic stuff. Oh, well, that's a lot easier, right?
Yeah.
Now, let's see. I was going to ask you a really important question now. Do you love your grandma?
Yes, I do.
How much?
A whole lot.
You do? Well, can you give her a big hug and a kiss?
Yes, I can. I do that all the time.
I know. And Grandma also does that the same way to you as well, right?
Oh, yes. And I have to blow them to her, and she has to blow them to me to make sure that we get them across the phone lines.
Ah, that's right, because you're in Iowa. And the other thing is, you know, how... are you very much, you're very much happy with your family, right?
Yeah.
And now you've got Grandma Honey to your left over there. And you do play with her a lot of times, certain games as well, right? What types of games do you and her play when you get to see each other in person?
We get to play games like pirates.
Mm-hmm. Oh, you love your pirate games.
I love pirates. Yes.
Why do you like pirates so much?
I don't know. I just do.
You just do. Well, that's okay, right? Now, one thing I got to ask you is, and we mentioned this to Grandma Connie a little while ago. Not Grandma Honey, but the other real Grandma Connie. Next week, just got to let you in on a secret, Destiny, okay? Just between us, okay?
Okay.
There's a business after hours in this building next week. Would you or the other one be available to come down?
I'd love to. What is a business? I don't know what that is.
A business after hours is a, there's a group of about 50 or 60 people that come to the business after hours. It's a networking event. Now, a networking is you go around and talk to different people. There's also food.
I like to eat.
Yeah, of course you do. Of course. And they will have Coca-Cola there to drink if you want.
Oh, I like Coca-Cola too.
Right. But it's a good way to get people to know who you really are. And I think people would really enjoy meeting you for the first time.
Oh,
because you're such
so?
A beautiful little girl.
Oh, thank you.
I think now I hope people don't pull your Goldilocks, your pigtails all the time. Do they?
Oh, sometimes they do.
They do. Now let me ask you this. You're in first grade.
Yeah.
You don't have I know you don't have a problem with older kids bullying you around.
I have a problem with all the kids bullying me sometimes.
You do?
Yeah.
What do you do about it?
Tell my grandma, honey.
You what? Say that again?
Tell my grandma, honey.
Very important, yes. And anything that goes around in school that you don't understand and you don't like, you've got to tell your teachers, principal, and especially grandma, honey, right?
Yeah.
Now, do you make a good allowance?
I don't think so. I don't know what that is.
Oh, money.
No, I don't get any money.
Oh, okay. Well, in a few years, you may get some money, and then maybe you can buy a present for Grandma Honey.
I like to make things for her.
You do? What do you make for her?
I made her some jewelry. I made her some pictures.
You did? Now, did she? I know she appreciated that.
She said she did.
She did. Well, of course she does. And I know Grandma Honey, and I know that she appreciates you, and she loves you very much.
Yes, she does.
You know, now you're too young to wear makeup, right?
Yeah, I don't wear makeup.
No, you don't wear makeup. But where did you get those beautiful glasses?
I got them last year when I had to get glasses to see.
You did. Now your eyes are okay. You look your eyes look very beautiful, though.
Thank you.
But you know what a commercial is, right?
Yeah.
Okay, we have to take a quick commercial, and we'll be back in a couple of seconds with you, okay?
Okay.
All right, we're going to be back with Grandma Honey and the rest of the cast of characters. Also, meteorologist Jim Corbin will join us in just a couple of moments as well.
Hope Artiste Village, located on Main Street in Pawtucket, is the place to be on Saturdays throughout the winter season. Local vendors will be available from 9 till 1 p.m. at the Pawtucket Wintertime Farmers Market with a variety of in-season fruits, vegetables, eggs, and so much more. To find out what's up and growing each and every week at the market, visit the web at Pawtucket/Wintertime Farmers Market. Buy fresh, buy local.
Welcome back to The Cat Show. Up next, we have Nico. Nico is a member of the Shelter Pet Group.
That's right. A group known especially for their sunspot sleeping, ball chasing, leg rubbing, and of course, companionship. Just look how she struts.
It's like she owns the place.
And see how she curls up and cuddles her person.
The pitch on her purring is simply perfect.
Nice one.
Fantastic cat. But really the best way to know an amazing shelter pet like Nico is to meet one.
Visit theshelterpetproject.org today. Adopt.
Brought to you by Maddie's Fund, the Humane Society of the United States, and the Ad Council.
Hey, is that a faucet running?
Nope, that's not a faucet. That's a river rushing through the forest.
It is?
Yeah. Forest rivers provide over 100 million people with clean water to drink. The water comes straight from the forest to us, in fact.
What? I can't hear you because of the vacuum.
That's not a vacuum. That's the trees in the forest cleaning up the air we breathe.
How do trees clean the air?
They soak up the dirty air on their leaves, branches, and trunks, which means clean air for us.
Cool. I didn't know that.
Yep. But the forest does more than give us clean air and water. It gives us shade for hot days, birds to listen to, and trees to climb.
Wow. That's awesome. I didn't know how cool the forest could be. Hey, let's go explore some more.
Visit the forest today and enjoy all it does, just for you. To learn more about the forest and find one near you, go to discovertheforest.org. brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service and the Ad Council.
All right, back with us once again, meteorologist Jim Corbin, now back with us on the another update on the forecast. And Jim, I tell you, I don't know about you, but I am having a ball with this program. This is one of the funniest, well, not the funniest, it's one of the most interesting and great shows, I think, that we have had, because we have, you know, we have a puppet expert, an author, and two almost live puppets here in studio.
Yeah, congratulations. I've enjoyed the discussion and the talk. And by the way, what is the magic to fight the pirates?
It's you have to imagine.
So it's imagine. It's imagination.
Yeah. You have to have a big imagination.
And this is Destiny talking to you, Jim.
Yes, I know Destiny, yes. I look forward to hearing more, and I'll be very quick getting to the forecast, but really interesting stuff, as always. Anyway, quickly, we do still have snow showers in the area, Dom. We've got, again, some areas getting light dustings here and there. Now, with the temperatures, unlike yesterday, below freezing, we are seeing it accumulate on most surfaces, but no big deal. The big story is going to be this weekend, when we have, by Saturday and Sunday morning, of course, Valentine's Day, Sunday morning, is going to be the coldest morning we've seen probably in a few years. As bad as it was last winter and some of the cold mornings, most of those mornings did not feature much wind. Saturday night and Sunday morning, if you have plans, you want to make sure you dress appropriately, because we're going to be seeing wind chills perhaps as low as 25 to 30 below zero. And then it will start to get a little bit less cold next week, with a chance of snow and rain by Tuesday. So, again, just a quick update. Again, a few snow showers today, and then the weekend really cold.
All right. Thanks. All right, Jim. Any other last questions for our live studio interviews here?
No, you've been asking the great questions, and thanks. And then I will listen further for the next few minutes. Thanks.
All right. Sounds good, Jim. We'll talk to you in the morning.
Okay.
All right. Jim Corbin back with us here, of course, later on this morning with Paul Healy at just after 11 o'clock. All right. We have Grandma Honey 1 and 2, and Destiny with us as well. Connie Dunn joining us this morning, talking about this brand new book, Grandma Honey, I Turned Into a Mermaid. All right. Grandma Honey 1 or 2 is this one right here. Is,
you mean me?
Yeah. You. Yes, sweetheart.
Yes.
You have been going on all these different places, you know, interviews and stuff like that. Have you to sign any autographs yet?
No, the books aren't quite out yet.
Well, they will be very shortly, right? Within the next few weeks?
Yes, they will.
Now, are you planning on going out with the rest of your crew here? Speaking of crew, do you have any entourage, you know, that works with you? You know, entourage, that's a 5 cent, that's a 50 cent word. People who do favors for you, like helpers out there. Do you have people, you know, getting you a glass of water, a glass of milk, or a glass of soda out there? Or would you like one?
Yeah. we do. In fact, I remember. Grandma Honey, don't you remember? Ben Heller came, and he was a puppeteer
And Ben is your photographer's son, right? Andy's son?
Yeah, and he played puppeteer.
I'm sure he enjoyed working with, especially, Destiny.
Oh, thank you. I think he liked me.
Now, Grandma Honey here, let me see. I like those sunglasses that you have on. You got some sunglasses that are they eyeglasses or sunglasses?
They're eyeglasses.
They're eyeglasses. Okay. So, but they don't look, they're not pink. They're not like Destiny's, but I will say that you're a very, very beautiful woman as well. Now, Grandma Honey, you basically, and Destiny go around with Grandma Connie, Grandma Honey here all the time, right? Every once in a while.
We will be doing more of that, because mm-hmm. we are just now at the point we want to go to libraries and elementary schools. Yeah, I want to go to elementary schools, too.
I didn't ask you yet, Destiny.
Yes,
Destiny, I didn't ask you that.
Yes, you have to wait your turn, Destiny.
That's right. But, okay, Destiny, I'll ask you this now. What are you looking forward to when the book comes out in a few weeks?
We're going to have a party.
Oh, boy. Can I come?
Yes.
What are you going to have? You're going to have ice cream and cake?
I don't know. It's online. Can you eat that virtually?
I don't know. Virtually? Well, you can see pictures of the ice cream and cake. It'd be a kind of a mess if you're actually making cookies and cake on a computer. You don't want to do that, do you?
Guess not.
No, I don't.
Kind of like eating seaweed soup.
Seaweed salad is really good, though. I've had that before. It's really good.
I don't know. Eating seaweed doesn't sound very good to me.
Well, you put a little ketchup or something else on it. Anything tastes. Well, I don't put ketchup on it, though. But anyway, will you be wearing the same outfits when you do your book tour?
Yes, Dom. We will be wearing our same outfits.
One thing I've got to ask both of you young ladies are, how are the, let me first off with Destiny, because I think you're in that, you're about what, 6 years old now?
Yep, I'm six.
Don't say anything to Grandma, honey. I think there's a couple of young little six-year-old boys who may want to call you on the phone. Are you interested?
I don't know. Boys kind of have cooties.
They're at that age. In a couple of years, maybe you'll feel different. What do you think?
Well, I don't know. I think boys are kind of yucky.
They're
always talking about worms and yucky stuff.
Yeah, and hopefully they don't put bubble gum in your hair.
We haven't done that yet, but they certainly pull it.
They better not, because if those people, if they do anything to you or Grandma Honey, they won't be available to come on the radio no more.
Oh, that's good to know.
That's very, very important to let you know about that, because you are a very, very beautiful young lady.
Well, thank you.
Destiny and Grandma Honey, I want you to meet one of our other producers here at AACS, Emily. Emily Johnson is here as well.
I heard you on the radio and I had to come in and meet you.
Oh, well, thank you.
You are absolutely beautiful. They're right. And look, you have little boots. I love boots.
Yeah, they're my cowboy boots.
Are you a cowgirl?
Well, sometimes. Sometimes I just like to fight pirates, but I like my pink boots, because they're pink.
What's the pirate's name that you fight?
They don't have names.
They don't have names? Should we name one today?
Well, I guess you could.
Okay, let me see. Captain Clam Cake.
Captain Clam Cake?
Captain Clam Cake.
That sounds like a real pirate.
Yeah.
I have to get my magic.
And we know a Captain Clam Cake. He's here in Attleboro. He owns the Clam Shack restaurant.
He's actually in my book, too. Yeah.
Really? Really? Well, I may have to go there and see him.
And you know what? I haven't been paying any attention to you. What is your name?
Well, I'm Grandma Honey. Thanks for asking me.
Hi, Grandma. I like your glasses. They look like mine.
Oh, well, thank you.
How about her pumps?
Let me see her pumps. Oh, my goodness. Now, what are they like in the snow?
Well, they don't work too good in the snow.
She slides right into home base with that.
I do.
Can you dance with them?
Well, I haven't tried. You know, I'm a grandma, you know.
Oh, I think you could kick up your heels.
You think I could?
I do.
Yeah.
Well, I just might, but I'd have to have music, you know.
Yeah, well, you know.
And I bet you could get Captain Clam Cake a dancing, too.
Oh, yeah.
Might just do that, you know.
Yeah, you may have to.
Well, I have to get back to work. Thank you. You've made my day. I'm going to buy your book.
Oh, thank you.
Yay!
Emily Johnson. Thank you, Emily. Now you've already got another book sold here.
That's good.
March 1st is when basically, I'll talk to the one in the middle right now. Connie Dunn is with us. Hi, Connie.
Hi.
Good morning. the book, as you said, is going to be coming out in the next few weeks.
Yes, it is. March 1st is our launch date. We'll be online. You'll find all the details if you go to mermaid.publishwithconnie.com.
Mm-hmm. Other than these two lovable puppets here, how do you feel about doing this? I mean, there's a sense of being a kid at heart. You are, but you're having fun with this as well. I mean, the message is out there, but you're also having a good time with this as well.
Oh, yes. Well, I always have fun when I have puppets, because they can just be
themselves
and be, you know, and so themselves.
When you put these things together, now, are these the only puppets that you've ever done? Or have you said you've done some in the past as well?
Oh, yeah. I'm afraid I have a whole collection of puppets.
And some of them, I started out, my very first puppet was of a man who was the president of the Unitarian Universalist Association. Mm-hmm. And I don't know why I did that, but it just kind of came to me, and I thought that would be fun. I was going to an event where he would be there, and I thought this might be a good way we could have an introduction. Mm-hmm. And it was.
And it was. In this book now, is there or do they dress up as a mermaid? How do you do the transformation into a mermaid?
They actually turn into mermaid puppets.
Okay.
So you do have
a mermaid puppet.
We have mermaid puppets, and so you know I could bring mermaid puppets along as mm-hmm. well, but there's only like so much room that you can carry puppets.
Right, and you can only have two hands at this.
I only have two hands. Yeah. And the mermaids are just as big, maybe bigger.
Yeah, really. And when you go out and about, at these places that you're going to be promoting this book around, and even on the website as well, I'm sure, and I'm just being a kid at heart myself. I'm sure, just like was Emily was here a second ago, they're gonna be talking to these puppets like they are real people. I mean, because when you really look at them, you do bring them to life.
That's the whole idea.
Mm-hmm. Now, going back a second to with the last book, you didn't have any puppets for the last book.
I didn't have puppets for the last book. I illustrated it with quilts. Mm-hmm. So I had a quilt for every story.
That's right. And as you said, you had, some people were pro and con. And hopefully it was a lot more pro than anything. You're looking at a whole different outlook for this one. This is, this basically will be good for any type of age out there as well. What is the age right now for
this book? Reading level.
Yeah, the reading level
is 2.8.
Okay.
And this is an early chapter book. But so just because I say the reading level is 2.8 doesn't mean they have to be in the second grade. Mm-hmm. They could be anywhere from kindergarten, probably even up to fourth grade, and still might have this 2.8 reading level. It's mm-hmm. an early chapter book, so it is set up in chapters, but the chapters are very short, mm-hmm. and they have color illustrations that help them with the words. So they and there are the sentences are very short and easy to read.
Yeah, you only have about 46 pages in this book, so that's a really quick read. But you also, right. on the back of it, what were you going to say? Yeah, you also on the website, and even including in the back of the book, you also have some testimonials there as well.
I do. I have some testimonials that people have said.
We got a few minutes left. So I wanted to read one of the testimonials that some people have actually. But and you can find all those testimonials also on publishwithconnie.com as well.
They're on Mermaid.
Mermaid. Okay, they're on the Mermaid.
Publish. One of them is Destiny and Grandma Honey transported me back decades. I was reminded of my grandmother's power to turn any disappointment into delight. The story with its life lessons around real and make-believe puffs the imagination and also puts fantasy into perspective with the real world. The bigger-than-life puppet photos make the fantasy real and the real fanciful. The story is for children, but I warn you, parents and grandparents, Grandma Honey, I turned into a mermaid, will enrapture you as well. And that's from Janet P.
Mm-hmm. And I think we alliterated on it within the last hour as well. Why is it important to encourage children to engage in creative play, especially with characters like this?
It's important because everything that we do as adults starts when we're kids. If you do not have the ability to transport yourself to the imagination, mm-hmm. how are you going to imagine the solutions for all the problems that we're going to have in the future? And so kids who don't play make-believe aren't able to do much imagining. Mm-hmm. And unfortunately, in these times, kids do grow up that way and don't play make-believe.
Yeah, exactly. You're absolutely right. As I said, one more time, I says, how can people get more information if they do want to get this book down the line as when it comes out?
It's Mermaid www.publishwithconnie.com.
Mm-hmm. And you have a phone number that people can get in touch with you.
Yes, 508-446-1711, and I'll be glad to come to whatever event and bring puppets.
Give me that other website, the mermaid.publishing one more time again.
Mermaid.publishwithconnie.com.
And as I said, you've been a longtime member of the Chamber of Commerce. How long now?
What,
a few years now?
A few
right?
years. I'm going to say like five, maybe.
Mm-hmm. And when you, I mean, as you and I, you know, around the same Chamber of Commerce as well, we always see you a lot of times at some of the business after hours and some of the ribbon cuttings down the line. But especially with that, I mean, as you said many times here in the past, the important thing for all of these Chamber of Commerce is come down and network with different people.
That's correct. And networking helped me find Andy Heller, who helped me illustrate my book.
Another member of the Chamber of Commerce. And, of course, as he said, yeah, one more shout-out to Andy. I know that you want to give
him. I tell you, Andy is just a love. And if you have any occasion to need a photo, he's the man. It's Heller Photography. He's here in Attleboro. And he's at Heller Photography. Heller Photo, I think is.
Yeah, I think it is. Yeah,
HellerPhoto.com. That's H-E-L-L-E-R dot photo.
And of course, as you said, the book will be out on Amazon at the beginning of next month.
Yes, it will. We want everybody to go and buy it on March 1st. So save that date and check out my website, and we'll tell you where we'll be.
Publishwithconnie.com, basically. You can get more information, right?
Right.
All right. Connie, thanks very much. And ladies, thank you very much. They're actually asleep right now. So they need their rest, right?
They do need their rest.
All right. Connie and the ladies, thanks very much for joining us.
Thank you, Dom.
All right. Paul Healy is on his way in just a couple of moments. In fact, he's trying to move in on the girls over there, the puppets right now, I think.